This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's over now, and the president says Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh was proven innocent in that confirmation battle. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Divided we fall, they say. So the midterm elections are going to be interesting. I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the wake of the Supreme Court confirmation. Wow, a crazy, crazy, wild few weeks. There's no doubt about it. And you've got all the justices sitting in the front row of the White House in the East Room on Monday, and the president saying he thought his second nominee to the court deserved better than the terrible pain and suffering that he was forced to endure. He said, for his part, Kavanaugh said he would assume the role with gratitude and no bitterness. That was a really great response, because it has been nothing but bitterness over this Senate confirmation process, which was emotional, contentious, outrageous, and ripped the country apart. And this is far from over, I think. We're going to see many more protests. We're going to see some fallout from this, or not. One of them is going to be Senator Susan Collins. She certainly is on the hot seat. The president mentioned Susan Collins as somebody who was spot on, basically, in the words that she used when she addressed the Senate, because she resolutely defended Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, both on his judicial philosophies and against sexual assault allegations. And what happens now? In fact, she said, because there were donations that are well up over $3 million, I think now, that were put out there saying that if she votes yes on Kavanaugh, all those credit cards would be processed. So there was an active campaign against her. And she said it was a classic quid pro quo and a violation of federal bribery law. She said, I think if our politics has come to the point where people are trying to buy votes and buy positions, then we're in a very sad place. She was on 60 Minutes when she made those comments. So a group of liberal activists began the campaign last month to pressure her because they knew she was a key swing vote in Kavanaugh's nomination process. And if she voted no, like I said, the donations would not be taken for the donors. Yes, the pledges were processed. So now, whoever the main Democrat is in 2 years, they'll get that money that's being raised. It's interesting because Collins, on Friday, heading into the weekend, announced she would support Kavanaugh's nomination amid all these old allegations of sexual assault, she said, and concerns about threats to Roe v. Wade, with predominantly conservative justices on the Supreme Court. So after it was all said and done, now it's, you know, over the $3 million mark, like I said, and this is still 2 years away. That's, you know, the bottom line. It's still 2 years away for that, so too early to tell if it will have that kind of an effect on Senator Collins. The politics, the mobs, wow, wow, wow. I mean, and all the way around on this. And very sad, by the way, and not lost on me, for people who are victims of sexual violence of any kind. I mean, if you have a mother, a brother, a sister, your brother, you have a sister, nieces, daughters, I mean, you know. What would it take for the anger to just explode within you if something happened to any of them? So we get it. So this whole thing has been sad. I think, again, tearing at the fabric of the conversation, because it wasn't about conversation. It was more shouting than anything else. There wasn't civil conversation. There was nasty conversation, and that's it. Nasty, 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 angry from all corners, from all corners. So high emotion. But you know what? The other part of that is this is the highest court in the land. I'll never serve on the Supreme Court. You'll never serve on the Supreme Court. I can't imagine what an honor that would be. I can't imagine having a kind of a career where I would be in that position to be even be considered for that. It is quite something, and it is incredibly important. And I think sometimes we're not paying attention to what's going on, and it would be wise to pay attention to who's on the bench. What are the conversations? What are they, what are the rulings? Whose names are kind of surfacing to the forefront? What does that look like? It's one of the three important branches of government, and too often it gets lost until we get to this confirmation process, period. And now the whole thing is, that's also the aftermath of this, is impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. And those cries are really echoing outside of Washington, D.C. But I can't imagine that. I mean, I was even looking, I even had a conversation with a constitutional lawyer today who told me, and I said, here's the thing. When I look at the Constitution, and I looked at this whole question of impeachment and impeaching Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh, how does that work? And how our conversation went and what he told me was, no, it's that's not going to happen. A sitting justice for actions that happened when he was a private citizen 35 years ago, that would be a really tough, if you use the laws of perjury even, it would be incredibly tough to be able to have any kind of an impeachment process, and would be a waste for Democrats. It would be inconsistent, and it wouldn't wash, and even from a constitutional point of view. So impeachment proceedings can begin in the House with a vote before the Senate holds a trial to investigate alleged misconduct. Now, under the Constitution, articles of impeachment, as was explained to me and I looked at, can only be brought against a judge when he or she no longer exhibits good behavior. Kavanaugh was just sworn in as the 114th Supreme Court Justice. Whether the process had all these questions regarding treatment of women and alcohol, the I like beer and his consumption, was he blackout drunk, all that stuff from the 80s, the thing is, he's denied the allegations. So if you were to do an impeachment proceedings, I don't think, because of what I just said and what was explained to me, that can happen, that would work, that there would be anything that you could proceed with. So then the question becomes, and this is the fallout, who benefits from Kavanaugh as far as politics are concerned and the midterm elections? Does the fight for Kavanaugh hurt the Republicans in the midterm election, or no? Does it help them? Does this help the Republican Party because of what just happened here? I mean, which way does it go? I am a big fan of reading the tea leaves, but I'm not great at reading the tea leaves. Even with connections, the conversations I've had say that look at the state, look at where the polls have the incumbents, and look at who the challengers are. Stay with us. Odds and ends on the flip side, including a fat hurricane headed for Florida.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
What would I do if I could feel?
Wow, that's a tough song to interrupt, brother. That's a good one. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So where are we with this Michael? That's the hurricane that is bearing down. Sadly, on our friends in Pensacola, Alabama, worried as well. Rick Scott telling people to skedaddle. And we're talking, we really are talking panhandle here, where it looks to be the worst. And this is not to be fooled with. And we've had these discussions before in this show. I've talked about being in a hurricane when I was a kid. Hurricane Agnes, in fact. And, the aftermath of that was ugly. But then, you know what? You were staying put. You were batting in the hatches. There was no way for us to get over any bridges, to get out of the Jersey Shore, any of that kind of stuff. It wasn't happening. But I look at what Michael's doing, and I see that red spot intensify, and I look at that 110-mile-an-hour winds, and I think, man, I live there, and I'm along that Florida panhandle. I am gone. Color me gone. Because 111 miles an hour, forget it. So making landfall Wednesday afternoon or evening between Pensacola, really in the far western panhandle, it's looking like, just south of Tallahassee. The warning is so severe and so worrisome that the Florida State, they have cleared the decks. Tuesday through Friday, boom, school is closed. The university is not open. because of right where that can come. Alabama, Florida, Suwannee River, all in there is what we're really looking at, even parts of the Mississippi-Alabama border. So it could produce some really terrible debris, storm surge, maybe up to 12 feet in some parts of the Florida coast. And, of course, this is why it's been declared a state of emergency, to get out. Don't get caught off guard. I mean, I wouldn't sit on edge. That's what I would do. These people boarding it up, they're smart. I mean, look, you lose a couple days, you come back in, that's the worst thing that can happen to you. If you're gone, you're gone. You can't replace life. And then coming back in horrific conditions, no, there's nothing there, there's no power, you can't get back in, that would be awful. I hope it veers, I hope it dissipates, but boy, it does not look like it. I keep checking that map, and that's not happening. This looks to be very, very serious, very, very serious. And then, sadly, what they're talking about is some of the places that were hit by Florence, and they're being cleaned up, and that was horrible. They're talking about maybe some more flooding, depending on the track of the storm. They're not going to get the hurricane force, but they might get that crazy flooding that was so crushing in the first place in parts of the Carolinas. So that's a possibility. In New York, they're not talking about hurricanes. They're talking about this fatal limousine crash. It was a bad beat all the way around. And when I say that, it was because the limo driver didn't have the right license. The limo wasn't supposed to be on the road. They failed a state inspection, and as a result, 20 people ended up dead on Saturday, including two pedestrians in an area. And I started to look at the map, and I've been in this area because it's right by Cooperstown. It's outside of Albany, New York, and they have it's a beautiful area, and there's these winding roads, and they're investigating it, but the limo slammed into a parked SUV. So the people inside just killed. Four sisters died. The limo blew through a stop sign, slammed into the parked SUV. Everybody inside was killed. And then the two bystanders died as well. And this was a birthday celebration. So you had, these young families, young marrieds that in their 20s and early 30s. I can't imagine what they're going to... Can they shut down this company? This company had, it's crazy. And looking at their background, and they keep investigating this, the owner of this company has apparently a backstory that includes a few stints as an undercover informant for the FBI. Wow. And, what the governor is saying, and he's right, is they had no business having this on the roadway. It failed inspection. They didn't have a driver who was fit to drive, wasn't licensed to drive. They didn't have the proper insurance. They didn't have all the things you're supposed to have. And for the families, it's about the loss of these young people's lives. I mean, wow, there was a couple that just were married like 4 months ago. It's just an unexplainable thing. And I, like I said, I know that area. I know that area well, up by Cooperstown. And that's what the deal was. They were taking a trip to Cooperstown. So that's what the road was on the way to Cooperstown. Awful. One of the worst stories from this past weekend. You want an uplifting story? How about that adorable Barbara Bush? I think one of the best pictures I've seen is the former president, George Bush, and his daughter on his arm, and they pulled it off. They had a secret wedding where it was just the families in Maine. So a Barbara Bush walks down the aisle with her father, G.W., and her wedding was to Craig Coyne, who is a screenwriter, someone she met, I think, a year and a half ago or something like that. And they did pull that off over the weekend and released a few pictures. It was on social media and whatnot, cute pictures of her sister's little girls and all of that, looking happy as can be, but no paparazzi, no big announcements, no giant wedding, none of that. Just the private ceremony. So good for them. Good for them that they pulled it off. And it shows you how time flies. She's 36 years old. Her husband, I guess, is 37. And she co-founded a public health nonprofit called Global Health Corps. So her sister, Jenna Bush, of course, there, like I said, with her daughters. That was just, to me, that was a cool moment. It was a cool moment because it wasn't ostentatious. It was like how that was at that whole sort of understated thing. We're not telling the media. We're going to try to stay out of the eye of paparazzi, and then we can just have some pictures come out. And they managed to do it, which is, wow, shocking, because it's so hard to keep. Can you keep anything a secret anymore? No. You can't keep a secret. People can't keep secrets. It just gets out there like, poof, someone somehow hears something, and then before you know it, it's out. It's the cat is out of the bag. That's it. Boom. All right. You know, we're talking about these tariffs on China. We're going to talk about that more during the week here on America Tonight. But somebody said to me over the weekend, well, what are some of the people that are getting hit by this besides there's some auto parts and, you know, whatnot? And I guess one of them is, because think of the things that are made in China, Dollar Tree. Do you ever go to a Dollar Tree? With this 10% tariff on this $200 billion worth of Chinese imports, there's a place where they're getting hit because they're jacking up the prices. What do you say for the Dollar Tree? Sorry, because of the tariffs, it's the $5 tree now. $5 tree. You're still getting a bargain, trust me. But they've had to pull things off shelves because of the higher costs. They've had to re-rack a bunch of stuff that's about 10% of their merchandise, which would be thousands of things, household, health, food, hardware, electronics, all of that, because they have to push it onto the computer, the consumers. And if you have things that are between one and they cost $1 and they cost three or less, that doesn't fit with the store. So you can't have them on the shelves. And like I said, it's a $5 tree. Sorry. Confucius say, right now, while there's a tariff, it's going to cost you more when you walk in these doors. We are renaming the store temporarily. Don't blame us. How's that? Don't blame us. All right, I'm going to introduce you to two really cool people. You don't want to miss it. That's coming up on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Justice Brett Kavanaugh again took the oath for a seat on the Supreme Court in the ceremony in the White House East Room.
I, Brett M. Kavanaugh, do solemnly swear
that I will administer justice without respect to persons.
That I will administer justice without respect to persons.
President Trump apologized to the Kavanaugh family for the bruising confirmation battle that focused on charges of sexual misconduct.
On behalf of our nation, I want to apologize to Brett and the entire Kavanaugh family for the terrible pain and suffering you have been forced to endure.
Kavanaugh said he has promoted women throughout his career.
I'm proud that all four of my newly hired law clerks at the Supreme Court are women, a first in the history of the Supreme Court.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Excited about our next guest, Dr. Eric Haley joins us. He's written a book that I think is a game changer big time. So please listen up and pay attention. You're going to want to run out and get it. Invertebrate America, the Spiritual Implosion. Dr. Haley, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So what made you decide it was time for you to write this book?
Well, the way our country was going, I just thought it was time to stand up for our roots. Our country is based on the Judeo-Christian principles, and I thought we need to get back to that because we're starting to get away from that.
And when you decide to tackle something of that magnitude, how do you break it down? Because it's awe-inspiring, but it's really tough to do that. How did you start?
Well, the idea came to me and from actually a children's book, Beverly Cleary. She's one of my favorite authors for children's books. She wrote this book called Dear Mr. Henshaw, and this 10-year-old fifth grade kid kept writing this author because he liked his book. So I thought, well, I'll put this in a letter format to different segments of society and address it that way from a nurturing, tell the truth and love point of view.
Yeah, when you say tell the truth and love point of view, what are we not discussing? What are we not telling the truth about in America that you think is so sorely missing?
Well, when our nation was founded, 27 of the signers of the Declaration of Independence were pastors. And King George III, he targeted these pastors. He called them the Black Robe Regiment. He was more afraid of them than great leaders like George Washington, because it was the pastors in the churches that told us to stand up for our rights. And we shouldn't be taxed without representation. Our forefathers wrote a letter to King George III to ask for representation in Parliament. He denied them. So that fueled the fire for our independence from Britain or United Kingdom.
You know, when we first jumped on here and we're speaking with Dr. Eric Haley, the book is Invertebrate America, the Spiritual Implosion. When you say Invertebrate America, that goes to the theme of, okay, let's go back and look, right, and turn this around. How'd you come up with that? So clever.
Well, invertebrate, if you remember from science class, invertebrates are animals that don't have any backbone.
Yeah.
And too many of our leaders in our era, they don't have any background. Before they answer a question, they're checking a poll instead of just standing on the principles that got them there in the first place. Because when our leaders get elected, the first thing they're trying to do is get reelected. So they're not standing up for principles that stand over time, regardless of the culture, regardless of the time. They're basic principles that are the foundation of civilization, period. And they've gotten away from these to just, you know, win an election and stay in power.
Yeah, and so to that end, what are the basic principles that you hope people take away from what you've written in your book?
Well, the basic principle is there is a real God, and there's only one number one, except in college football, but anyway. there's only one true God. There's not many gods, which is the philosophy of the world. Colossians 2:8 says the world has a philosophy. Everybody believes in something, even if they believe they're a God, even if they believe in themselves. So, you know, even atheists say there's no God, which means they know everything, because how can you say there's no God unless you know everything? So my principle is there's the one true God, and it comes from the Bible. He lets us know that. And proof of that is, for example, I just give you three. Bible prophecy tells us things in the future before they happen. And you can read that from Isaiah 46:9-10. The Jewish people, they're God's chosen people, but he said in his word, they're going to be a stiff-necked people, and they're going to be the most hated people in the world. And also about them in the end time, all the world's going to try to fight over Jerusalem and try to split Jerusalem into two capitals, which we are at that point. And another is the rainbow, the Noah covenant. He said he would not destroy the world again by a worldwide flood. So every so often, after a storm, what do we see? We see a rainbow. And that's just three. I can go on and on, but those are just three basic ones.
Yeah, so Bible prophecy, if people go back and they look, it's forecasting, it's foreshadowing. I guess, you know, really what you're saying, too, is it's proof, right?
Yeah, it is proof. I mean, people are emotional. 80% of people make decisions based on emotions. Okay, because I've studied this stuff. Plus, I used to be in the, one of my backgrounds is corporate America. I was in two Fortune 500 companies, and we spent a lot of money on how people respond to things. And part of people makes most decisions based on their emotions as opposed to the truth or being objective.
Yeah, and when you say that, too, it's so funny because people talk about emotional intelligence. And I'm glad you brought that up when you talk about your background. You have that background, both the corporate background, the spiritual beliefs, and then what you've seen and what you're seeing and melding that in what's happening in the world. And you talk about the two Fortune 500 companies and what they grappled with. And do you think that also is part of what we're seeing in our culture? A lot of people being sort of a slave to money, too, and not necessarily understanding a life of abundance. Do you think there's confusion around that?
Definitely. The dollar is the world's God. 1 Timothy 6:10 said, the love of money is the roots of all kind of evil. Not money, but the love of it. And people love money, and they should love people and use money, but they do just the opposite.
Yeah. And we're speaking with Dr. Eric Haley. And the book is Invertebrate America, The Spiritual Implosion. You can get it at Amazon or wherever good books are sold, of course. And we're talking about what he's seeing in the world, what we've been talking about that's going on around us. We all feel that. How do we ultimately make that shift? How do we get to the point where we're not constantly in this tug of war?
Well, first of all, just look at things objectively. The fact is, every one of us is going to die. So there's some basic questions we have to ask. Why do we die? Why are we here? What is my purpose in life? So if you go back and look at from those philosophical questions and then look at the information that's available, then you will come to the right conclusion. A simple way to approach it is to say, God, if you're real, please show me you're real. And he'll do it just out of the sincerity of your heart. Really, that's that simple. We right. make it complicated, but it really isn't.
Right, to say whatever it is, to show the belief, and I think you're absolutely 100% right on that, no question. And talking about breaking it down of where people are and where the world is headed. What's your biggest fear if people don't embrace what you're talking about, the principles in invertebrating America, the spiritual implosion? What if they don't embrace that?
Well, they have that right to not embrace it, but what you believe doesn't necessarily mean it's factual, what you believe. The truth is the truth because it is the truth. It stands the test of time. It's going to be true regardless of whether you believe it or not. For example, the law of gravity. You might not believe in gravity, but if you step off the roof of a house, you're going to get pulled to the earth because gravity exists. So the truth stands on its own. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And so Invertebrate America examines a lot of facts objectively so that people can come to the right conclusion. It's a witnessing tool.
Oh, I love that. That's a perfect sentiment. There's no question about that. What's been the reaction, Dr. Haley, to your book with the people you know, and now that even more word is getting out about it? What's been the reaction? It's got to be satisfying, I would think.
Well, a lot of people say, oh, man, this stuff, it stimulates your thinking. It's truth. It's controversial. All kind of, you handle the controversial questions that popular leaders try to avoid. Everything that's controversial, homosexuality, same-sex marriage, women pastors, all these type of things, the Bible addresses that. So I didn't write the Bible. God wrote it. He created us. He knows all about us. And he put these things in place for we to function. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. We do things God way. There'll be less stress. You're going to have trials because the righteous have suffered through many trials, but he's there with us to take us through the trials. And we're supposed to be make the other people who are not Christians jealous because they're going to see something different about us. So that's how it works. We live holy. We're not going to be perfect. Jesus is the only one that was perfect. And he wasn't killed because he was a sinner. He was killed for who he was. He's the King of the Jews. He's God in the flesh. Emmanuel, God with us. So that's just a fact. People got to deal with it. One way or another, people going to have to deal with that issue. Who is Jesus? You got to deal with that before you leave this earth. There's only two destinations, heaven or hell.
I like that.
Believe it or not, that exists.
Yeah.
I've died. Let me share this. People don't know this. I actually died back in 94, 95. I had a major heart attack. And when they were operating on me, I came out of my body. I'm in the operating room looking at these doctors work on my body. And one of the doctors said, we lost him. I'm saying, no, I'm right here. I'm trying to get their attention, but they didn't see me. I'm like, no, I'm right here. So death is separation of body, soul, and spirit. It's separation. It's not annihilation as some religions teach. It's separation. Your spirit and soul go back to its creator, and your body goes to the grave. And so I'm trying to get their attention, and one of the doctors said, let's try one more thing, because I had flatline. And when he tried that one more thing, I was put back into my body and woke up in the recovery room. So,
wow. That is powerful. And that is the perfect place to end this. Dr. Haley, thank you so much. Pick up the book. Certainly we've gone through reasons why and what is the question. And everyone will die, as he says. What is your purpose? There's so much to this. Thank you, Dr. Haley.
Thanks for having me. Everyone, please go to Lit Fire Publishing and just type in Invertebrate America, and then my book will come up. I believe it's on page 11. So thank you for having me, and see everyone in heaven.
Thanks.
Those who believe.
Thanks. Thanks, Dr. Haley.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
It's an no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
He's written a book called Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. And wait till we dive into this. You are going to love it. So pay attention. Eric, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
So the title is great. I mean, it really grabs you. I'm just going to ask the broad question first. How do we truly move from the ordinary to the extraordinary?
It's about relinquishing our egos, not only our psychological ego, but also our spiritual ego. And they come into existence because we all experience emotional wounds and traumas, whether minor or greater. And in the process of doing that, the egos form. Now, the egos do have a useful function. They protect us from doing destructive or stupid things. But on the other hand, they can limit us and keep us from expanding and growing. And life is meant to be joyful. We're meant to walk the path of joy. And in doing that, we have to learn how to relinquish the ego so that we can begin the process of moving forward to creating our lives as masterpieces of joy.
This is powerful stuff. And, you know, walking the path of joy, anyone listening to this, I guarantee, who doesn't want to do that? And it's a tough thing to do, to relinquish the ego. And you said it, you need it for protection in certain ways, but to walk that joy, that path of joy, you have to relinquish it. So give us some tips or some ideas on how we can start to do that.
Well, part of the process is to learning how to be still and go within. We live hectic and busy lives, and our mind likes to fill itself with all kinds of chatter and thoughts. And we find diversions and things like television and the like. And what we have to learn how to do is to just go silently within and begin to contemplate our lives, what's going right, what's going wrong, and how we can change things. And then in certain cases, we have to begin to explore all the healing technology that's available to us, whether it's self-help books, getting into some kind of counseling or therapy, or finding a religious tradition that emphasizes the positive and not is fear-based and negative. And in doing those things, we begin to learn how to let go of the ego and the negative aspects of the ego and begin to walk a path of joy. With our current technology and availability on the internet especially, the thoughts and ideas that were once allowed for a select few are now available to all of us. And if you're guided, you can find things that will help you to move forward. And since there are no coincidences in life, you're able to find the path that you're directed to begin the process of doing this.
And we're speaking with Eric Alsterberg. The book is called Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. You're, I'm sure, going to rush out and pick this up when you're listening to this and talking about hanging on to it. That's why I said this is such a great topic, subject, et cetera, and it's been your life's work, and you've seen this in dealing with people. If you can just get there, it really is. It really does open up everything to you, right? Because you know how to get through whatever the hurdles are that are thrown your way when you can walk that path of joy, right?
Yes. And the process helps guide you even further to moving forward. So as I go forward in the book, I talk about how to relinquish the ego and truly walk the spiritual path. And the spiritual path is complete forgiveness, and most importantly of yourself, complete non-judgment, and unconditional love. And although those sound very simple, they're actually very hard to do. But it is possible to do it. And in doing that, you really begin to manifest that path of joy that we're talking about.
Yeah, and you talk about non-judgment, and that's one of the harder things, isn't it? Because of the world we live in, because of how we are raised and how we look at things through whatever lens that is. Part of that is, isn't it going back and just relinquishing, like you said, forgiving yourself and just letting go of all of that fear?
It is. And it's amazing in working with my clients, the thing that they find the hardest to do is to forgive themselves. So one of the dangers with our egos is that we continually punish ourselves and feel that we have fallen short. And in fact, if you understand God and unconditional love, he's already forgiven us. So in our ego, we say, well, God's forgiven us, but we can't forgive ourselves. And that's the furthest from the truth.
So somebody starts on this journey, and you said it, you've worked with so many people and you've seen this over the years. Is that what drove you to write the book? Because you knew, hey, I've got this key and it's all coming together. To me, it's like you're a great puzzler and you've put the pieces together. Does it feel like that? Is that why you really wanted to share this with everyone?
It is. And part of it was as I increasingly walked the metaphysical path as well as the work I do with clients, I began to put all together the thoughts about this and give people the idea about how they may do it for themselves as well.
What do you think is that, and you talked about it, whether it's self-help books, and of course the stillness is so important, and the various specific tools in doing this that you talk about in your book, but what do you think is the first thing that someone really has to do as they try to decide, okay, how am I going to tackle this?
Well, the first step is just to be honest with yourself that life isn't always gone as well as we'd like, and that we get trapped in defensive systems and ways of thinking that interfere with our ability to move forward. And so we live lives of quiet misery rather than seeing that there really is the possibility to move forward and create joy in our lives. A great example is when we have that first rejection in our teen years of our first love. And so we make a decision at the ego level that we're never going to trust anybody again and never let anybody get that close to us. And so we stay trapped in that quiet misery rather than seeing that taking a risk and really truly finding and experiencing love, no matter what the outcome may be, is really the way to go. And so as we learn how to do that, to take risks, to take chances, to climb that mountain, we begin to see that we really can have a much better lifestyle for ourselves.
Yeah, and you mentioned this in talking about that with you too. You've really opened up a lot of doors through the metaphysical path. And it's interesting because more people are starting to gravitate toward this. I think a long time ago, decades ago, there was somewhat a hesitancy for some people. But why is that such a great way to go?
Because once you realize is that there's a larger truth and a larger reality than what our five senses say exists and what the collective consciousness, which is now shifting, by the way, says is reality. So as people have learned to experience deja vu experiences, as they've learned to experience seeing somebody in a crowd and feeling like they know them and that person looks at you like you know them, and when you start to see near-death experiences being recounted, all these things lend themselves to a larger reality that we can begin to tap into. And that's where the relinquishing of the spiritual ego becomes very helpful as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And the book is called Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. I'm wondering, because right away I'm thinking about a sequel. Are you planning a sequel?
I am. I've already been formulating some ideas about how we can then further take this relinquishing of our egos into a more spiritual path of life and into different levels of consciousness. We live in a world that believes in a 3D consciousness, and in reality, there's other levels of consciousness, and we can begin to move into those as well and more walk the spiritual path and experience what it is to be truly aligned with our God self, our higher self.
Wow. I can't wait for that, I got to tell you. But this book is phenomenal. What do you hope people take away from this, Eric?
That they really begin to understand and see that there's more to life, that they can really begin to walk a pathway of joy and experience life at higher and higher levels of happiness and joy. What I do in the book is I talk about learning how to create balance in our lives, how to heal ourselves at all levels, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, that there's really a real masculinity, that it's important for the return of the feminine in our lives, and how to have healthier relationships. And I also have a chapter on the sacred responsibility of parenting, because I think that's the most important job in the world, is being a parent.
Absolutely, I agree. Pick up the book, Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. Eric Alsterberg, my pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.